Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Back to Jonesboro. Mountain Home getting ready to kick off to Jonesboro to get this one underway, the 6A East Conference opener for both of these ball clubs here this evening. Jonesboro, what color would you call that, Bob? It's not yellow, it's not gold, it's...
I really don't know.
Kind of in between. Well, you graduated from here. What color is it?
I can promise you it wasn't that gold color gold when I was here. You might ask Dale Leonard what color gold it is. He's an expert in colors.
I don't even know what you call it. Between a gold and a yellow with the black numerals.
It's kind of the old gold looking stuff right there. It's not the, you know, traditional white with gold trim.
Yeah, it's a lot different,
something
isn't
like
it?
That, or black. Normally, the home uniforms used to be black with gold and white trim.
Right.
Tradition is not the standard anymore in schools anywhere.
Nowhere. Like. Matsunoma, the white road uniforms, blue numerals, and the gold trim. Matsunoma is going to kick from the near hash, and Mikey McLean will kick off for Matsunoma. Ewan Platt with a back injury, so McLean will do the kicking here for Mountain Home. The approach and the kick. It's kind of a squib onside type kick, left side, and it's going to be recovered by Jonesboro.
Well, it's a good kick. It took a good hop. It was just right there where a Jonesboro guy was. And normally, it was a big old lineman, and normally, a big old lineman don't have real good hands.
Our opening kickoff brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. And now we get to see this high-powered offense of the Hurricane. They have two quarterbacks. It's going to be A.J. Acock that starts. We'll see Tyson Williams as well. Jamarcus Bibbs, the running back, as Jonesboro starts at their own 47-yard line. Pretty good field position. Single setback here for the Hurricane. Acock out of the gun, out of the pistol, actually. He's going to keep it himself. Hit, drop to the backfield. It's a 2-yard loss. Luke Foreman coming up from Mountain Home to make the hits.
Well, he did a good job that time of reading it. You know, that still holding true to form. If you get a good look at Jonesboro lineman, they kind of give away the play. The left tackle that time was tilted toward the way he was going to step. And just a good job of standing home and making that tackle.
And let me apologize to Owen Kraft. It was Kraft that crashed through and got the tackle that time. It was 16 and not 86.
I wasn't going to say anything.
You couldn't see it.
I saw it. I just didn't, you know, you missed last week and you're out of practice.
That's what it is. Second and 12 here now for the Hurricane after Kraft with the 2-yard tackle for the loss. And now motion up front, and that's the big right tackle, Darius Thomas, that moved. And so Jonesboro backed up 5 yards. So Jonesboro looking at a 2nd and 17 here on their initial possession.
And just don't let them have a big play. You know, they're capable of busting one at any time. But like you see, they're capable of making mistakes if you make them go a long ways.
Two running backs in the backfield now for the Hurricane as Bibbs and Johnson are both back there, and they'll both play quite a bit here tonight. Bibbs goes in motion to the far side. The inside handoff is given to Johnson. He bounces off one tackler and falls ahead, a gain of just one.
Well, good job of playing at that time, and I couldn't see who made that tackle on the far side. Number 10, I think, was in on it.
Which is Hunter Shod. So it's going to be 3rd and 16 here for the Hurricane from their own 41-yard line. That Bomber defense looking very good on the first two plays from scrimmage. Acock will work out of the gun with trips to the left side, working from the far hash. First possession of the night for Jonesboro. Acock back to pass for the first time. Looking left. Incomplete. And now it's 4th and 16 for the Hurricane, and see if they want to keep their offense out there.
Well, that wasn't a very good throw right there.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, that was an easy throw right there, out route by the slot, or inside the receiver, and he just overthrew it. I don't think he'd had a first down because Riley Peters was right there in coverage anyway, but wasn't a very good throw.
Jonesboro's going to go for it, 4th and 16.
Change quarterbacks.
They did. They bring Tyson Williams into the ball game at quarterback. Two receivers on each side here for Jonesboro. Fourth and 16, already a big play for this Bomber defense on the first possession of the night for Jonesboro. Motion to the far side, and they'll punt out of this formation. Nobody back deep for Mountain Home. The ball's going to bounce at the 30, and it'll be down at the 30, make it the 26-yard line, and that's the 27. That's where Mountain Home will start. Bob, you couldn't ask for a better start out of the Bomber defense tonight.
That was a great start right there. Three great defensive plays. You couldn't ask for a better start. Now the offense, if we can take the ball and keep it away from them for a while and tire them out.
Have one of those big drives that Mount Home had last week. It'll be Isaac McKay at quarterback, Junior Williams the fullback. The halfbacks are Reese Winfield and Brad Liddy, Luke Foreman, Eli Johnson, the tight ends. Hayden Strider, Cody Anderson, Ben Henderson, Gabe Henderson, and Trace Rick are all along the front for Mountain Home. Moving left to right here in this opening quarter. First possession for the Bombers. And inside, boy, I tell you what, Jonesboro got through there quick just as the ball was about to be handed off to Junior Williams. Leading the charge that time for Jonesboro was Marcus Rowe, and he broke up the play, and it's going to be a loss of two.
Well, that Jonesboro's giving us a little bit different look. They're covering up the center, and both guard with big-bodied people. Got the linebackers right behind them. They're going to take the fullback out of the A-gap on either side of the center, it looked like. Going to stretch that a little bit wider or make them, of course, they've got great team speed, so making them defend the field is kind of tough to do, but it's going to be tough sledding in the A-gap.
Second down and 12 here for Mountain Home. Williams, the fullback, the ball is faked to him. McKay turns it upfield. He's hit immediately. He's going to charge forward to about the 28. We'll mark him at the 29 with a pickup of four.
Boy, that once again, that was a good play right there, a good pickup of 4 yards against a good defense. And, you know, Coach Coleman, I believe, told you this week that this might be the best defensive team he's had since he's been here. And that's something to say.
It is. So third down and 8 here for Mountain Home at their own 29-yard line. Clock running with 9:17 left in the opening quarter. We are scoreless here in Jonesboro. Third down and 8. They forgot to start the play clock, so Mountain Home may let this run for a little bit. It's just now at 19 seconds. McKay just going to stand over center. Now he's under center, and here we go. Here comes that misdirection play. The handoff in the backfield is to Liddy, I believe. No, Liddy was in motion. That's going to be Winfield. Boy, he goes nowhere. Well played by that front of that defensive line.
That was a big play right there by number 91. I don't even see him on the too deep chart right there.
Oh, here he is.
Defense Pointer, okay.
It's a loss of four as Pointer makes the tackle. So Mountain Home's going to be in punt formation. McKay will have to punt. It's 45, and it's going to roll dead at the 43 of Jonesboro, and that's where the Hurricane will start their second possession of the night.
Once again, I'd like to keep the ball a little bit longer, but, you know, you got to – they're giving us a different look up there, and plus they've got some big old boys on the –
Yes, they do. Look, 6'5", 260, 5'10", 240, 6'1", 280, and 6'1", 210. That's the front four for the Hurricane defensively.
And they're coming off the ball pretty hard.
Jonesboro ball thrown 43-yard line. This is still Acock that's in the ball game at quarterback for the Hurricane. He will hand it off straight ahead. And, boy, hit immediately is Daniel Johnson. He is driven backwards, but they're going to spot him at the 45 with the 2-yard gain.
That was Gabe Henderson, Foreman. And well, here they come back real quick.
Bibbs has 373 rushing yards. Johnson has 350 on the season. Acock out of the gun once again, fakes the handoff. He keeps it himself. He's across the 50, the 45.
Oh.
Hit. Nice open field tackle by Mountain Home's Logan Grimm. Drops him at the 40, but it's a first down.
Oh, that was a form tackle right there. They put him on and plant him on the ground. Nice looking tackle right there.
15-yard pickup on the run by Acock and a first down for the Hurricane.
And switching quarterbacks.
Tyson Williams is in now for the Hurricane. Acock's pass for 155 yards, Williams for 381 so far. He's got trips to the right side. The ball kept on the read play, and he's going to run it straight ahead. Cross the 35, inside the 30, down to the 29, a gain of 11 on first down for the Hurricane.
Well, they changed up that read just a little bit right there, blocking schemes on the point of attack and getting a one-on-one out there and making the good plays offensively.
Now Acock comes back into the ball game at quarterback. Acock, 33 rushing yards. Williams has 82. First down for the Hurricane. Two receivers on each side as Acock works out of the gun. He will hand it off
on the replay
this time, and Johnson breaks free. He's inside the 20, down to the 15, and down to the 14. It's a 15-yard pickup for Daniel Johnson.
Boy, and we made a nice defensive play right there. Came down from the defensive end and had him and just couldn't hold him in the backfield and give him credit for breaking that tackle and making a big play with that, not giving up.
All of Jonesboro's yardage have come on the ground so far. They have not completed a pass yet. Now Williams in the quarterback. The quarterbacks are the two bringing the plays in from the sideline. Williams out of the gun with two receivers on the right side. He will give it off. The handoff is to Bibbs. Bibbs at the 10. Cuts it back inside of the 5. He's in for the touchdown. Jamarcus Bibbs scores from 14 yards out. And Jonesboro takes just 5 plays to go 57 yards.
Well, they did a much better job at offensive line that time. McCabe down our defensive front. Wide receiver for Jonesboro did a good job blocking downfield and just an easy run for that running back.
.635 left here in this first quarter as Bibbs gets the Hurricane on the board with a 14-yard touchdown run. The extra point attempt is up, and it is good by Colin Crawford. 6:35 left in the opening quarter. Jonesboro 7, Mountain Home 0. You're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Vince Lombardi and Paul Horning made history on the football field and deals on the golf course. In 1962, they met in the Spa City to negotiate the all-purpose backs contract during a round of golf. Lombardi said, "You didn't have that good of a year." Horning replied, "I won MVP of the league. Doesn't that count for anything?" Together, they won 3 league championships, a Super Bowl, and bust in the Football Hall of Fame. Plan your golf course deals today at hotsprings.org, because the Spa City is Sports City.
Back in Jonesboro, where the Hurricane have a 7-0 lead, here's the ensuing kickoff. And Brad Liddy is going to take it from the 7-yard line. The return back up the middle. Now is going to spin out of one tackle, spins out of another tackle, across the 15, out to about the 16-yard line.
Covered the kick pretty well that time. Wasn't a lot of places for Brad to run. Just had to hang on to the football.
So Mattson will have their first possession of the night. Second possession of the night. They're going to mark it at the 17 officially is where they'll start this drive. Mattson operating left to right. Motion to the far side. Inside handoff to Junior Williams. Boy, there's not much there. And, Bob, you talked about that earlier. Holmes not going to have much success running up the middle tonight.
Well, Jonesboro's going to make us do something different. Like I say, they're covered up the center, both guards. Got a linebacker sitting right behind them. And, you know, all he's doing is reading the fullback, and he's going wherever the fullback goes.
It was a 1-yard gain to the 18. So second and 9 here for Mountain Home. Jacarvis Anderson leading this defense for Jonesboro. He is 6'5 and 260, and Again, he's one that ASU has already offered, and he's a dandy. Here's Junior going to try to bust it to the outside. He does. He's got a first-round run into the secondary, across the 40, 45, chased down from behind at the 46-yard line. It's a 26-yard run for Mountain Home.
And that's that widen option look. You know, we ran it through the A-gaps, and we widened it a little bit, had a little bit more success. It's easier to cave those guys down once you're pinching a little bit inside or lighting them that way, and did a good job adjusting and running it to just a hole wider.
It's a 29-yard run for Junior Williams as they mark it at, well, I take it back, it's a 28-yard run. They finally put it down at the 46. They had it at the 47 originally. So a 28-yard pickup for Junior. First down for Mountain Home, first down of the night. Here's Junior again. Now instead is the quarterback McKay keeping it. A late pitch to Liddy at the left sideline. He's got a first down run, knocked out of bounds, and a late flag comes in. I think we're going to have an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Jonesboro.
Yep, good job that time. Isaac McKay stretched him out, made that defender come to him, pitched the ball, and got it to Liddy. And, boy, he did a good job getting up the sidelines.
Where the ball is spotted, it looks like it's going to be enough for a first down. It's at the 43 of Jonesboro. And then they're going to tack on 15 more to that. It's a dead ball personal foul against the Hurricane. Their second penalty of the
personal
night.
Foul.
So that's going to move the ball all the way down to the
28-yard line.
It was an 11-yard carry for Liddy, which got a first down. Now the ball at the 28 of Jonesboro. Mountain Home looking to tie things up here with 5:15 left in the first quarter. 7-0, Jonesboro leads it.
And you see the two big plays we've had have been off tackle and outside. Good job of Coach Max and him of making those adjustments.
Motion coming to the near side. And the ball given to Junior Williams. The boy just nowhere to go. He's going to lose a yard back to the 29.
Once again, that was that inside look, and I'm not sure Isaac wanted to give it to him, but by the time Junior got there, two defenders got there, and that was a safe thing to do is just let him have it.
Second and 11 here for Mountain Home. Operating left to right, their second possession of the night. Play being brought in from the sideline. Seth Brashears will bring it in, the junior wide receiver. Brashears will split out wide to the right side. Second and 11 here for Mountain Home. From the Jonesboro 29, McKay on that read. He keeps it. He's going to take it inside the 25, near the 24. Pickup of about 5 on the play.
A nice read that time. I bet in retrospect I wish he'd, you know, he wished he'd give it to Junior because Junior broke free in the middle of that time of that defense, but still a good play.
They're going to call it officially a 4-yard gain to the 25. So third down here for Mountain Home. Third and about 6.5 here. Well, just inside the 25, they've got to make it almost to the 18 to be able to move the chains. Couple of first downs on this drive for the Bombers. Here's the ball kept by McKay once again, and boy, nowhere to go. He runs right into the arms of the defensive end, Asa Sheeran, that time, and he's dropped for no gain.
Yeah, Jonesboro did a good job on the edge. It's easy for me to look at it up here. Jonesboro did a good job of playing it. You know, probably should have turned that up a little quicker, but boy, it's hard to make that read.
The official calls time, and he's talking to Jacarvis Anderson, who's upset about something. And I've never seen an official just throw a football down and go talk to a player before.
No.
And Anderson, he was very animated with his discussion. He was upset about something. Fourth down here for Mountain Home. It's 4th and 7. The Bombers have the offense out there, obviously, at the 25-yard line. They'll keep the offense out, and Brad Liddy is going to come out now for Mountain Home. Caden Williams comes in. Now Williams goes out. Liddy comes back in. They're going to have to hurry. There's only 10 seconds left on the play clock. 7, and they're still in the huddle. They'll hurry to the line of scrimmage with 4 on the play clock. It's 4th and 7. And a timeout's going to be taken by Mountain Home. They just couldn't get that done in time. So we'll break with 2:55 left in the opening quarter. Jonesboro up 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
7-0 our score here as Jonesboro has the lead over in Boone County. Morrilton has jumped out to a 14-0 lead on Harrison. Win, second or third ranked team in the state of 5A, depending which poll you look at. They're trailing to Blytheville 6-0 early on. Well, the Bombers take the timeout as they couldn't get the play in and get to the line of scrimmage in time to get it snapped. So they take a timeout before this play. It's fourth and about seven here for Mountain Home from their Jonesboro 25.
Can you see a play clock where you're sitting?
I can see one over here, and it's shut off right now. It shows zero. Okay. It's been messed up all night.
Okay.
A while ago, they never started it.
I can't see either clock from where I'm sitting. You got me in a corner where I can't see anything.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you're still facing outwards instead of inwards, like you did through your entire school years. Fourth and seven. A back to pass is McKay. The rush is on. He's flushed out of the pocket. Running to the left side. A flag on the play. The pass is going to be caught at the 1 yard line. But let's see what the flag is.
It's going to be a hold.
Yep, it's going to come back. Oh, what a catch down there. But it's for naught. A hold against Mountain Home. I couldn't see who hauled in the catch either.
I couldn't either. It wasn't much of a hold. It was more of a reach and try to grab. You know, that was probably would have been better off to be a no call.
So the Bombers, instead of fourth and seven, now they're going to be looking. Well, the penalty occurred back at the 32-yard line, so that's where they have to mark it off from.
It was a heck of a scramble and a throw by McKay going to
his
left. And I wish we could have saw who caught that ball.
Me too. It was way in the far corner, and there was a bunch of jerseys there. I don't know who came down with it. So. This is going to move the ball back to the 42-yard line. So now it's fourth and a bunch. A Mountain Home will be forced to punt. 17-yard penalty. 2:47 left in the opening quarter. Bombers finally get enough out there to get in the line of scrimmage, ready to snap this and punt it away. And the punt is away. A low line drive kick.
God.
And that wasn't very good. And I tell you, Isaac's upset with himself. He has been working on that rugby-style punt, and that one just didn't work very well. It's going to go out of bounds at the 27-yard line. It's a 15-yard punt.
You know, the thing about that, though, is, Brad, there's nobody back for deep for Jonesboro. I mean, they don't. Hadn't had anybody back deep
right.
On the last two punts, just kicked the thing.
So the Hurricane back on offense. They're leading 7-0. 2:43 left in the opening quarter. This is Acock that's going to be in at quarterback. Acock and Williams have both been in tonight, and they'll continue alternating quite often. Both are college prospects. Acock back to pass. Short right side pass to the running back coming out of the backfield, and he breaks off a couple of tackles, and he'll take that little swing pass and take it out to the 39, a 12-yard pickup.
Well, that was a good call, right? They caught us in a blitz from that side and had a running back out of the backfield right there where we came from, nobody around him, and did a good job of finally getting him down.
Fifth first down of the night for the Hurricane. Acock will pass it right side, and it's going to be complete at the 40, the 45, and about the 46-yard line. That was Jeremiah Tobar making the catch. It's going to be his 12th catch of the season.
Looked like the same play, just at the shorter side of the field, where at that time not as much room to run. And that time our defensive end wasn't coming hard. He actually got out there in the flats.
Pickup of 7 on the pass play out to the 46. Acock will give it this time on that read play. And this is going to be Johnson, and the Bombers almost knocked it loose. Another nice tackle by Logan Grimm. Grimm was one of those young men that was behind several players in the depth chart at the defensive backfield. But with the injuries, he has come in, and he's playing well.
Boy, he is. He's made some nice tackles tonight.
That goes to the Bomber 45-yard line, so a 9-yard pickup on the run. And another first down for the Hurricane. From the Mountain Home 45. Acock still in a quarterback. Empty backfield. Three-step drop. Looking across the middle. Has a man. It's completed the 20, and it's a touchdown, Jonesboro. That's going to be Tate Lutz on the receiving end of the touchdown pass from Acock.
Boy, he ran right by our safeties, twin safeties. He ran right by them and split them and nicely thrown ball right there, and there just wasn't anybody back there to get him.
Acock is 6'4", 205, and a senior. He looks like a quarterback.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Stands tall in the pocket, gets the ball, gets it gone quick. And
1:40 left in this opening quarter, and Jonesboro looking to make it a 14-0 game here with the extra point. 45-yard touchdown pass. 1:40 left in the opening quarter. 14-0 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwaski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs, from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
Oh, here's a return from Mountain Home on the kickoff from about the 4-yard line out to the 22. And boy, I tell you what a run by James Swartz. He got pummeled at the 15-yard line and turned out of the tackle and kept on going. He gets another 7-8 yards on the play. The crowd oohed when he got hit. It was one of those type of hits, and he didn't go down. What a run by Swartz.
I couldn't see it because I'm in the corner.
Out to the 23. That's where the Bombers will start with their third drive of the evening. Down by a couple of touchdowns. Isaac McKay getting some last-minute instructions from Brian Maddox before he heads out to the huddle. First down, Mountain Home from the 23. Wider splits on the line now for the Bombers. And the inside handoff to big junior Williams, and he's going to fall out to the 25-yard line, a pickup of 2.
Well, Jonesboro changed their defense a little bit. They took that nose man and the guy over the center and moved him out and gave us a bubble look right there over the center. But I tell you what, they closed down on it pretty quick, 91. You know, he closed with the football pretty quick that time.
That's Kevin Pointer, and he's one of the ones we talked about early on that got some colleges looking at him, some smaller colleges, but he is a outstanding player. 6'1", 290, and a junior. Second and 8 here for Mountain Home. Four-man front for the Hurricane. And the inside handoff is Junior Williams. Hurdles over a player, dragging two tacklers with him across the 40, out to the 42-yard line as a pickup of 17 for Big Junior.
Boy, nice job opening that hole up front by those offensive linemen. And Junior showed his agility right there. Just watching Junior run or walk, you wouldn't think he has that agility. But to hurdle that tackler in the secondary with a guy hanging on him is a little bit, reminds me of my gymnastic days.
36 seconds left in this opening quarter. Jonesboro up by a couple of touchdowns. Bombers with a fresh set of downs after the run by Williams. Working from their own 42-yard line. Hard snap count. Jonesboro jumps. They get the big defensive tackle, Kevin Pointer, to come across. And Matanum gets 5 free yards.
When you see where he was going at right then, we've got that big gap between the guard and or the two Henderson boys up front right there. And he was sitting on the inside shoulder of Gabe, and he was coming hard up that gap that time.
Third penalty for 25 yards against Jonesboro. 23 seconds left in this first quarter. This will probably be the final play of the quarter. Five-man front this time for the Hurricane.
Now they're back to that.
Junior Williams gets it, and he is going to be driven backwards after he picks up, looks like maybe a yard on the play, to about the 48.
Well, on that five-man front, that's tough to run that fullback up the gut right there because you're just outnumbered physically in bodies up there.
That's the final play of the first quarter. It's 14-0. Jonesboro with the lead at the end of one. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!